This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. This year marks the 200th anniversary of the invention of the stethoscope. And this is not a very celebratory notion, but some medical professionals say that this historic instrument is becoming obsolete. Tanya English asked if the days of the stethoscope are over.
For hundreds of years, doctors put an ear up to a patient's chest and listened. But then in 1816, things changed. 35-year-old Paris physician René Laennec was caring for a young woman who was apparently plump, with a bad heart and large breasts. George Davis, who collects vintage stethoscopes, says the young doctor didn't feel comfortable pressing his ear to the woman's bosom.
So he took 24 sheets of paper and rolled them into a long tube and put that up against her chest and listened to the other end, and he found that not only could he hear the heart sounds very, very well, but it was actually better than what he could hear with his ear.
Laennec went home and crafted a wood cylinder with a hole down the middle, and that became the first stethoscope. It took a while for auscultation, the art of intentional listening, to catch on, but as stethoscopes evolved, they amplified the sounds of a healthy heart. And they let doctors distinguish the offbeat cadence of a problem rhythm. Move the chest piece to the lungs, and you can hear the signs of pneumonia or high-pitched crackles. Older doctors who are now in their 60s and 70s say they used to get praise if they had the ear to hear those subtle sounds. But Brett Nelson says the stethoscope has become less useful as a tool.
Its time has come.
Nelson is an emergency medicine doctor at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York. He says clinicians now get a lot more information from newer technology. An ultrasound, for example, turns sound waves into moving images of blood pumping and heart valves clicking open and shut. Nelson says for newer learners, those visual cues are easier to interpret than muffled murmurs. A 2014 study suggests that for heart conditions in particular, imaging leads to more accurate diagnosis. So at Mount Sinai, when students are taught to examine a heart, they learn stethoscope and ultrasound skills all on the same day.
They know how to feel it, they know how to listen to it, and they know how to look at it.
Stethoscopes hang around the neck of physicians, nurses, technicians, and phlebotomists. They're everywhere in medicine. And Nelson says that actually makes a stethoscope a little less significant as a symbol.
There's this expectation that having a stethoscope means you can take care of people, like putting on a white coat means that you're probably a doctor or a nurse or a butcher or some other person who needs to wear a white coat.
A big argument in the debate is the idea that if you lose the stethoscope, you lose the tradition of healing touch. But Nelson says there are other ways to bring patient and physician together.
Pulling an ultrasound machine out of my pocket or wheeling the cart over next to the patient, talking through with them exactly what I'm looking for and how I'm looking for it, the fact that they can see the same image on the screen that I'm seeing strengthens that bond, I think, more than anything in the last 50 years.
Obstetrician George Davis says high-tech machines and imaging scans are great as backup.
How much do those ultrasound machines cost? I can get a good stethoscope for less than $20.
His stethoscope helps him figure out which patients really need that additional testing.
We're not going to sit there and do an echocardiogram on every patient who walks through the door.
Davis worries that a whole generation of physicians is learning to rely more on technology. He wants to hold on to first-line tools that are safe, effective, and cheaper. On the other side of the debate, ultrasound specialist Brett Nelson says advanced imaging is becoming less expensive. 20 years ago, an ultrasound machine was as big as a refrigerator and cost $400,000. Today, a handheld portable device costs less than $10,000. Nelson says soon many providers might have an ultrasound in their pocket.
It's probably as realistic as me telling you that they're all going to carry in their pocket a slide rule, a calculator, a flashlight, a phone, a modem, a computer terminal, and 36 video games.
Which is what we all have on our smartphones already.
Did you like this story? Subscribe to our podcast. It's on iTunes.